is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The president's address to the nation, State of the Union, included an intention by the Biden administration to raise the corporate income tax from 21 to 28%. Because I welcome Veronique DeRuggi of the Mercatus Center writing about this proposal by the Biden administration. If I recall correctly, not too long ago, it was at 28%, and then it was lowered to 21% because, Veronique, a very good evening to you. It's bouncing back and forth. Corporate tax hikes are something that I've heard talked about for many decades. The puzzle always for me is, who pays the corporate tax hikes? Who pays for that? Is it the corporations? Who are the corporations? And what about the workers at the corporations? Do they pay for it too? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's a great question. There's a big misunderstanding in economics because people tend to think that the person or the entity that writes the check to the IRS is also the one shouldering the economic burden of the tax. And it's not. So, for instance, in the case of the corporate income tax, it is the corporation sends the check. But what we know is that shareholders in the form of lower dividend, also consumers in the price of in the form of higher prices, but also workers in the form of lower wages are the one that are shouldering the economic cost of the tax hike. And we, by the way, saw the reverse in 2017 when the Trump administration cut the corporate income tax from 35% to 21%. We saw companies obviously getting, having to pay less, send money less to the IRS. But what they were doing is like what they ended up doing is that they ended up really investing more. That made their capital investment and equipment investment then turned into much more productivity for their workers and higher wages.
My understanding is a tax hike could be part of the answer to the entitlements that are coming due like a cliff we're going to go over. But you include the report that the Biden administration not only wants to raise taxes on corporations and the well-to-do, but it also wants to spend a lot of money. Aren't we going in the wrong direction? Shouldn't we be cutting spending while we're raising taxes?
Well, yeah, we should be doing this too. If we should be doing this if we want to actually put ourselves on a sustainable path. But the thing is, if you're going to be considering putting revenue on the table to put us on a more sustainable path, the corporate income tax is the absolutely worst way to do it because it's the tax that is the most distortive and as a result is going to lead to the biggest negative impact on investment and then on workers and also economic growth. So it's really absolutely the worst possible way to do this. And this, the reason why the administration wants to raise taxes is nothing to do with being able to actually put us on a sustainable path. In part because you can see it's raising spending by $7.3 trillion, I believe, in the next 10 years, which is literally like the highest increase in spending during peace time and relatively good economic times. And the administration is just like, this is class warfare. It is very clear that even if the administration were able to get all the revenue that it plans to get, which it won't, it would not be enough to compensate for the incredible decadence in spending that we've seen the last 3 or 4 years and the years before, but also to face the increase in entitlement spending that's coming our way.
You point to a study by the Tax Foundation, an article that looked at Germany, a completely different governance, a completely different world. And the tax burden was passed on to the least skilled among them. Is that, that's who pays the tax hike? The people at the bottom of the food chain. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And they found also that women were hurt disproportionately. And in large part, I think that's paired by the fact that they have generous paid leave. But nonetheless, yes, it is a very damaging tax. But for some reason, the Democrats are just really intent on increasing the payroll types tax rate. What's also really bad is that it would put us, an increase of 28% would put us as the second highest highest rate in the country, which means that basically it would put American companies competing abroad in a much tougher position than a lot of companies they're competing against. So it's a terrible idea. And it's so frustrating because we fought so hard to get that reduction from 35%, which was the highest rate of all the OECD countries. And yet, here we are again, trying to talking about like getting back and being uncompetitive enough again.
Quickly. Spending. I'm seizing that $7.3 trillion, which probably is the number of dollar bills between here and Saturn, you know, something like that, some weird amount of an enormous amount of money. That's spending. You have for some years now guided me to understand that spending is a driver of inflation, which is our problem now, why we're not growing faster because of inflation. So the Biden administration is proposing more spending. Does that mean that we're going to lead that'll lead to more sustained sticky inflation? We have about a minute.
Yes, I think that is correct. So inflation has been kind of stuck at 3% for the last 6 months, and it's kind of regained some strength, like small, but some strength nonetheless in January and February. And one of the reasons that you and I have talked about for a long time is the Federal Reserve cannot fight inflation entirely on its own, especially because so much of the inflation was the product of too much spending. And so the adding an enormous amount of spending to the economy when it hasn't yet managed to rein in inflation is likely to bring about more inflation.
So what we're going to do is propose, and the new administration would do this, propose raising corporate taxes, which would be burdened by the least among us. And those raising taxes will do nothing for inflation, but the raising of spending will cause more inflation. In Washington, it's agreed upon that it's not going to happen. It's just a talking point for election.
Well, yeah, I think this whole budget that the president put out a few days ago is basically a way to convince people for them to vote for him.
Ernie DeRuzzi of the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. I'm John Beck.